Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Innocite Frolics around the world. Oh, we got a great show for you tonight. We are going to tell you about a new business of Gabriel, toilet paper salesman.
Ooh,
yeah, but this
yucky
toilet paper is unique.
Yes, it is. Ooh.
It's used toilet paper.
Ooh.
All right, that's coming up, and Lou will be here. And we'll get Honeymooners skit, and maybe we'll do a little Red Fox if we have time, yeah. All right. Right now, we are trying to resurrect the disabled philosopher.
Yeah, he's sleeping. I don't know why. I keep knocking on his door. And
all
he
right, hit it one more
out.
Time.
Yeah, I'm knocking. I keep knocking. I'm encircling and circling. I don't know why.
There we go, folks.
All right.
The disabled friendly philosopher.
Yep.
On Inner Sight tonight. Live. Where's my music?
They're not coming up.
I demand to have my philosopher music.
I demand
well,
it too.
Well, so,
not coming up.
So you want to be equal, huh?
There it is.
There it is. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. You know what ADA stands for? I hate to tell you. Ass, dumb ass. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, give me a little background music. Go ahead. Hit it.
I'm trying again.
What good is the ADA? It doesn't protect you when you're denied your dog and need to help you. It doesn't protect you when you want to train the dog on your own and be independent. It doesn't protect you when you go to a hospital and you got to go out of the emergency room and go upstairs, which is horrible, and
yep,
you can't have your aid. It doesn't protect you on the wheelchair when you're in the nursing home. And they take away your money, and they give you $70 a month if you're lucky.
No, 50 in New York.
What kind of a business are they running here?
Yeah.
And the politicians and the agencies, they're all sitting around eating donuts and getting fat off our money. A lot of them got diabetes and heart attacks and everything else that goes with it.
And then they go to the nursing home.
One guy's arteries are so clogged up he couldn't even talk. They had to get rid of him. Besides, he was oozing at the mouth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And they call that equality. The American Disability Act. It's more like the Nazi ability. More like the Nazi debilitating act. Yeah, that's they ought to change the name. Let's see, N Nazi N D A.
Hey.
Nazi Debility Act. I just renamed the ADA. So there you have it, folks. We have to live with that horror. They take away your money. If you go out and get a job and you try to make a few bucks and you're disabled, right away, the Social Security people are after your money, and the ADA doesn't protect you there either. What good is it?
Nope. Nope.
You wonder why people want to own guns? Give me a break. All right, Inner Sight.
All right.
Around the world with the Follies right here, and it's been quite a day.
I
went to the bank today.
Uh-oh.
And deposited $700 in the Inner Sight account.
Yay.
And
that came from donations, right?
Yeah. I was lucky that, now get a load of this, I was lucky that they took the check, see?
Uh-oh.
Because they had the wrong address on it.
Uh-oh.
They had the right address on the envelope. I got the check, but the wrong address on the check itself, which, by the way, I can't even read anyway. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So,
excuse my French, but that's how I feel about this stuff.
Yeah. My friend at the bank, Nicole, sweet, sweet doll, straightened it out for me, and she made sure that the money went in there. All right. What a thing. I mean, you know, people can be so stupid, you know. Some of them mean it,
and
some
also
of them don't.
People say, oh, but, I mean, I don't understand. You get everything is in there. Why are you complaining? You know, I'm like, excuse me. You should have seen the hassle that I had to go through to get it in there. You know?
Yeah.
That's what they don't get. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, you got people that can see and hear and everything and walk. And, you know, they don't even pay attention to that.
No.
They don't appreciate their feet and their legs and their ears and their eyes.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Recently, I was
accused.
Recently, I was accused by my landlady that I didn't pay the rent when I did pay the rent.
Oh no!
And she's got it in writing how much the rent is.
Yes.
You know, and I don't even have it in writing so I could read it. How come I know it and she doesn't? Would somebody please explain that to me?
I can't.
Because people take their faculties for granted. They don't use them. They don't listen. How many times they go on the railroad when they do announce the train, and they're making these announcements, and people get up and say, "Oh, what's the next stop?" You know, they don't listen.
They don't listen, no.
You know, they don't appreciate their ears.
No.
Really wasn't.
I agree.
All right, around the world, in a sight. And, we got a new businessman, Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And he's got a new business, see? And, now Gabriel is an expert in mathematics, you know. Oh, yeah. He's a savant. So he figured it out. He wanted to go in the toilet tissue business. So he figured it out.
Yeah.
How could I go into this business with no money? No money at all. You know, you hear these commercials on television. They're full of it. They say, "Oh, you can buy and sell real estate with no money." Yeah, where? We're in Antarctica?
Not even there.
You can't even do it over there.
No, you can't even do it there.
You can't even do it in the middle of the ocean.
No. You know why?
You know,
rights.
No money.
They have the rights. Yeah.
Buy and sell real estate. You ever hear that guy on TV? And he's going on and he's all hyper. I think he took 4 drugs before he went on the air. He's all hyped up and he's yelling. Buy my book. It shows you how to sell the real estate. No money. No money. You'll be rich. I bought 4 houses with no money. He didn't tell you that the houses burnt down.
He didn't tell you that the houses were not really, you know, nice big houses and everything. They were falling apart when he first bought them.
Yeah, they were Monopoly houses.
Yeah, exactly. A little
house. All right. So anyway, Gabriel figured out how he can start his business without money, see? He gets the toilet paper from various places. You know, he visits various garbage collection places and hospitals. Oh, hospitals are a good place to get it's a good place to get my merchandise. You know, hospitals. In the back there where they unravel the toilet paper.
You're making me sick. Stop it.
They throw it out and all that. And so we now switch to a busy corner in New York City where Gabriel is conducting his business.
Disgusting.
Get your toilet paper here, a quarter of a roll right here, toilet paper right here. You don't have to go in this. You have to go in Kmart anymore and spend $20. I'll give you 20 rolls for $5 right here.
Oh, I need some toilet paper. My baby really goes.
Oh yes, ma'am. How many rolls?
I'll take 6 rolls.
It's $1.50. 6 rolls, a quarter roll.
What's that smell?
Oh, that's the new perfume of the toilet paper. See, that's organic, by the way. Organic perfume that goes on the toilet paper.
Well, why does it smell like that? It smells awful. I don't know. Am I going to get a disease?
Oh no, ma'am. You can't get a disease because you look too scary.
Why? Kevin, I don't want to. What are you, a maniac or something? Trying to sell me old toilet paper?
Oh, that's good toilet paper, ma'am. You know why it's so good? Because it's had a lot of practice.
Get out of here!
Ew. You're making me sick to my stomach.
I need a couple of rolls. Toilet paper, because I gotta find I can't always find a bathroom, you know. And when I gotta go, I gotta go. You got a couple of good rolls for me? 50 cents, sir. 50 cents. Here you are. Wait a minute. What's all that brown stuff on there? Oh, that's a graffiti decoration. I painted that myself. You painted on the toilet paper? Yeah, use all organic stuff. Can't hurt you. Matter of fact, it helps you.
It helps you?
Yeah, it puts all kinds of minerals and vitamins in your skin when you wipe your butt with it. See, that's good stuff, right?
Well, why does it smell like that? What's that smell?
Oh, that's the new transition of the paper from the paper when it goes into the factory. See.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I'll try it. But, boy, it sure does smell. I better. I don't know. When I go home, my wife's going to smell that. She'll throw me out of the house.
Oh, here. Here's one roll free. One roll free.
Gee, thanks a lot.
Get your toilet paper right here. Toilet paper. Oh, hello, officer. You need toilet paper?
What are you doing now? Where did you get that? That looks filthy. It's all dirty and desecrated. What is that red? Is that blood?
Well, the blood is part of life, isn't it? You know,
Where did you get that, Gabriel?
I snuck in somebody's basement and a couple of these, and then back at the hospital, you know, get it for free.
You can't sell that. First of all, you haven't got a license. Where's your
license? Peddler's license.
The license? I left it home.
Now listen, take this stuff, throw it out down the block in the dumpster, and get out of here before I lock you and this dirty, filthy toilet paper up together.
Hey,
you'll have to smell it all night.
No.
All right, in a sight, frolics. Yeah, who else would do a skit like that?
Only crazy people.
Yeah, well, We got a great song. Oh, by the way, this show is dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion.
Yes.
Who passed away January 1st. And, yeah, Joe had quite a sense of humor. We got a song coming up, if we can find it, dedicated to Joe.
We'll be at Beccaro's May 21st. That's on Joe's birthday.
Yeah.
May 21st, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard. I think they made a mistake on the address on the flyer. I'll make sure they correct it.
Oh, they did?
It. Yeah, they didn't print it yet.
Oh, that's sad.
I'll make sure they correct it. 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, 5 to 9, Tuesday night, May 21st. I want to thank Gerda for donating the donation containers.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everybody at Beccaro's for allowing us to come in there and to do this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be live music, handmade things for sale.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great time. Keep Joe's dream alive. Keep that date in mind, May 21st.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Around the World in a Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, just make sure you don't leave the dirty toilet paper.
Ew. Ew. No.
Buy a house, sell a house. You know, I got to tell you a true story about that. When I first met my girlfriend, I used to go over to her house, and the people who had the place were, shall we say, who owned it, kind of cheap. And the toilet, you couldn't throw toilet paper in the toilet.
Ew.
I thought this was gross. You had to put it in the waste basket.
Ew.
And that stuff piled up, and a lot of times I went in there and the stuff was piled up in it, you know, and you had to use the toilet. Well, I did it on the sneak. I flushed the toilet paper down the toilet. Nobody ever knew that, but I did. Well, the cat knew it.
Yeah.
Sal the cat knew
it. I want to know why it was that bad.
Because they were afraid of getting the toilet clogged up.
We had that problem once, and then we got it fixed because it was really bad. We got the toilet replaced and everything.
Yeah, well,
we never left it that long.
They didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And this guy would come around yelling, the owner, "Not putting this toilet paper in this toilet. Put in basket. Put in basket." You know? He was yelling all the time. Anyway, that's a true toilet paper story. All right.
Yeah.
Kennedy Realty. Got nothing to do with toilet paper.
I would put clean toilet paper in the basket just to show him that I put toilet paper there, so I wouldn't smell the toilet paper. I'm serious. So he would, and then I put the toilet paper that I had used in the toilet, but I would put it, you know, very a little at a time so it wouldn't get clogged. You know?
Yeah, well, people didn't think of that. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. And a couple of his friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com. You need printing, check out Good Mojo. 631-666-1010. These are all 631 numbers. All right, and the SuttonInsurance.com, you can look at their website. Hey, Around the World Touro Law Center, 631-761-7000. So check
them
out.
You wanted that song, by the way, later?
Yeah, you found it?
Yeah.
You found it? Oh, okay, after we do some more commercial. I want to thank Silo for their $700 donation. Boy, I'd love to get somebody to match it out there. Anybody want to match a $700 donation? We'll put up a big display of your name and your business on television all over the world. All right? And we'll advertise you here. All right. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. You need information or want to know about legislation or meetings for the disabled?
Mm-hmm.
Give them a call. Around the world, silo. Let's see. James Bahamundi, attorney. Cut that out. Bahamundi, and I heard he's going to help Trump build the wall. Is that true, Jimmy?
Accessible for him.
Accessible wall. Yeah.
That's right.
516-783-9662. You know, that's not the number for the wall. That's Jim's number.
That's right.
I don't know the number for the wall. Imagine they set that up, and you have to call.
That'd
you have to call the wall.
That'd be cool.
You know, you call the number, and some guy answers. Hello. This is Mr. Trumpet Wall. What do you want? I don't need it in there, Wall.
Yeah.
What do you need? Oh, my mother's trying to escape. Don't let her over the wall. Your mother? What do you think I am? A mother? A mother? I don't want to say it. I can't say it on the wall phone. This is the wall phone. Well, when my mother gets up to the wall, don't let her go into Mexico. Mexico, Mexico, everybody wanna come to Mexico. All right. I hope you never have to call the wall.
I would
call the wall. I would call them on air. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
That would be fun.
Yeah, all right. Inner Sight, Big East, Key to Rescue. Oh. Half a dozen cases of dog food today. Salmon.
Wow.
I'm switching my dog over to salmon. She loves
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turkey was giving her a hard time.
Oh,
all right, Big East. Got to thank Joanne Diamond, the dog food, the heartworm, Chewies. And the whole thing, and, I mean, what do you say about that, you know?
You just give her a hug and a kiss when you see her.
Big East, 609-388-7004, Adopt a Nikita. And I want to thank my buddy Gary, because Gary helps me when I can't communicate with Joanne, you know, if her mailbox is full and all that. He sends a text message.
Yeah, he does.
And
very,
it
very
gets
good.
Through.
Yeah.
And Gary's going to get me some dry salmon food.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to check
that
out.
I better call him. I need to call him about what my dog can only eat because he only has half his teeth. The other half were all rotten. So.
Sounds like
I
a girl
to...
I know.
Sounds like a woman, you know.
Let's see. Around the world, what you doing with this stupid toilet paper? Get home. Get on. Don't in the street, filthy daddy.
Ew. Listen, I need to play the song, our beautiful song.
Pardon me, folk. That was Gabriel's mother who we forgot she was lurking in the shadows.
Yes.
Huh.
Let's play our song.
Where was I?
Play our song.
Oh, nobody stopped on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody stopped on Long Island. Give them a call. You need dog food, cat food, medical for your dog, cat. Call Gary. All right, around the world. What's all that noise?
What's all that noise? Me sucking on something to drink because my throat is like.
Cut
really
that
being...
noise out. You can't do that on the air.
Well, I had to drink something.
You'll get fired.
I wasn't hired.
You can't get fired. That's right.
I wasn't hired.
All right. Inner Sight, what we got? Got the Able News.
Yep.
And what else have we got? Oh, don't forget about all the beautiful children of the world.
Yeah.
Corey, is Corey's birthday today?
26th, I think.
It's tomorrow.
No, today is the... Wait, isn't today the 27th?
25th.
Wait, what was today? Hold on.
Happy birthday to Corey.
It's today's the 26th. Yeah, today's his birthday.
Yeah.
I believe, yeah.
Yeah.
He
would have been, what, 21?
Yeah, something like that. He would have been older, a lot older. I don't remember exactly what he would have been.
16. Yeah. 6 years ago, he would have been 22.
Yeah, look at that.
All right. Avanti Oquindo, Corey, all the beautiful children, watch out for them. They deserve better.
Yes, they do.
The agencies and the government should protect them more.
Mm-hmm.
All the children, especially the disabled children.
Yeah.
All right, around the world, let's do the Able News, and then we'll dedicate this song to Joe.
Okay. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page. They boast to marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. That was good for me. I stayed on target, even though that's
Joe
came on.
Used to. Joe used to play this song for me all the time, and now it's funny. I'm playing it for him.
Right.
And kind of reminds me of him in a way.
Yeah.
You know, being up there and
yeah,
the great, great advocate that he was. And Willie Nelson,
yeah.
Merle Haggard, A Horse Called Music. Let's see if we can get it to roll. Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
High on the mountain, yeah, western Montana. A silhouette moves across the cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. We don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, jump through the moon, sail across the sky. worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Wow.
Trading along.
The angels are bowling.
With no rider. A horse he called Memories. That she used to ride.
Oh my God. I hope I don't lose electricity. It also puts things into perspective.
All right.
You
know? Inner sight. What would you say?
I said it's a sad song, but it puts things into perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a spiritual song.
Very spiritual.
You know,
yeah. And it's also, like, I got to say that it's really, I would not, you know, hands down, I'd say this song is, like, deep. You cannot, you know, pass it by as a song that is not deep, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, it has a meaning, and it means different things to different people. You know. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Frolics. Let's see what we got coming. We got Louis coming up.
Oh yeah,
hopefully.
I hope he does call in.
I don't remember.
Hold on, let me check. Oh my God, that thing is.
Let's see. Give me a little red
as
fox.
I stay on the air.
Give me some red fox
that?
Music.
Do you hear that?
You got some red fox music?
Give me a second. I don't like thunder. Me and Thunder are not friends. You know
what's
why?
What's wrong with Thunder?
What's wrong with Thunder? I don't want to lose electricity. That's
Thunder's
oh, Louis is in queue. Louis in queue. You want to speak to Louis?
I love Thunder. No, I want to hear some. I want to hear some Fred.
Fred first.
Give me
okay.
Some Fred music.
Louis, hold on. Hang in there, okay? We're just gonna do some Red Fox. Oh wait, if I could just get. How come that's not showing? Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. All right, hang on.
All right, here
there
we go.
Oh, it's got to be lower.
Come on, Pop. You gotta go to the hospital. Oh no. I wanna go to the hospital, son. You know, people go in the front door and then they go out the back door. You know what that means, don't you? Yeah, but they're gonna help you over there. They're experts. experts in what? In how to get rid of people? And how to take your money? They're experts in collecting insurance, that's for sure. Come on, Pop. I don't want nothing to happen to you. How are we going to get there? I'm going to put you in the back of the truck. You got to stop that noise.
What noise?
The back of the truck. Oh, no. Hey, look here, son. On the way to the hospital, if I get too bad, just dump me. Don't take me in there. Just dump me in the nearest dumpster. Come on, will you cut that out? See, I told you it's a nice place. See, look. Look at all the colorful flowers they got there on the wall and the plants and everything. Isn't that nice, Pop? Yeah, it's nice, but I don't want them flowers coming near me. You know what that means, don't you?
Uh-oh.
What? That means you had it. You're gone. That's it. Only put those, once they put those flowers around you, you ain't going
Uh-oh.
Home. You're not going no place. Will you bat out? Now, come on, sit down. The doctor's going to examine you. Well, now, let's see. Hey, wait a minute. You a singer or a doctor? What day is it?
No.
Wednesday. Today I'm a doctor. Tomorrow I'm a singer. I have to practice for tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute. Where do you practice medicine? Oh, I don't have to practice medicine. I know it. Oh, let's see. Oh, we better check you in to a nice room because you gotta stay here for a while, Mr. Sanford, and we're gonna have to alleviate your condition. What? Hey, wait a minute. You hear what he said, son? He's gonna leave. He's gonna eliminate me. He didn't say that. It's just gonna help you. Don't eliminate me, Doc. Please. I ain't that old. I'm only 60. Will you stop lying like that? You're 75. You're 75. All right. Now just make yourself comfortable. Oh, that you like that bed? That's one of our new beds, you know. Yeah, a new bed. What's so special about this bed? Well, we got the mattresses from an old funeral home. Oh, no! A funeral? Oh, no. Hey, look here, son. Where's the nurse? Don't worry, she'll be right in. Cora will take good care of you. Cora, I hope she's nice and sweet and pretty, cause I don't want no big fat junky nurse. It looks like a Mama Luca.
All right, I'm Cora. Now sit down and be quiet.
Oh no, women! Hey, women! You the nurse?
That's right, I'm the nurse. Now what seems to be the problem with you? Turn around. I got to give you an injection right in your ass.
Wait a minute. Hey, Lamont. Wait a minute. Help.
What do you need help with? I'm the nurse. I'll help you.
No. What kind of injection are you going to give me?
Just a primary.
Primary? Oh,
primary.
No. It's a primary before you die. Oh, no. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to lie down. I'm going to take it easy. Leave me alone, nurse. Don't bug me.
You have a visitor.
A visitor?
A Mr. Wilson.
Oh, no. Oh yeah, Fred. Fred. Oh, nice and quiet. Fred. Oh, no. I think I'm too late. I think he went. Fred.
I remember
that. Answer me, Fred. He's lying in the bed. He's not moving. Just like old Wardell Jackson did before he died. What's wrong with you, Grady? What are you talking like that for? I ain't dead. But I gotta get out of here before they do kill me. They wanna eliminate me. All right, in a sight, Follicks. We gotta get Louis. Is Louis still on the line?
Oh, he's there. Now he's there. Yeah.
Let's bring Louis in here.
Here's Louie.
Hi, Frank Perino.
Hey, there he is. How you doing,
Louie?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, I missed your phone call last Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, I came in late, probably, right, Frank? Or was I off?
Last week.
Well, you're always off.
No, last week you're talking to somebody else on the other line.
Yeah.
Ah.
The only thing is the other line wasn't there.
Yeah.
So what's up, Lou? How you doing? How's Buffy?
Buffy's doing okay. You know, I call Buffy's mommy on the phone and entertain Buffy's mommy. Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to butter up Buffy's mommy, huh? You like her mommy? Wow. That much, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, does Buffy's mommy speak Spanish? Louie, you there?
Louie, you there? I think he dropped off. I don't know. Hang on. Let me look.
I think Louie...
No, he's still there, but I don't know what he did.
I don't know.
No.
What happened?
The electricity didn't make no boo-boo.
Oh, the thunder.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Lightning. All right.
Yeah.
Thunder
and
lightning.
All of us. Because it's kind of, pretty bad thunderstorm.
And my listen to the Frank Perino, Suzanne Taurasi, Ferrero. Listen to this. That Buffy's smooching me through the phone while I was talking on the blower on the telephony.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She kisses me all over.
Oh, she was kissing you on the phone?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
You're in trouble now. She kisses you all over.
Oh, yeah.
No, Louie never gave me in trouble. No.
On the ringy dingy, she kisses you.
Yeah, on a ringy ringy character, and I gave her perfume.
Oh.
I gave her lipstick.
What'd you say? You put lipstick on for Buffy?
Pucker up. Pucker up, Buffy.
You put lipstick on yourself?
Pucker,
no,
hey, watch
Buffy
your language.
DeSalvo.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
Louie, if you had to sing Buffy a love song, what song would you sing her?
Uh-oh.
Love song.
Here we go.
Tiptoe by the window with the puddles. Da-da-da-da-da. The tiptoe through the tulips with
That guy who sang that, remember that he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, remember that?
Yeah, he was.
Years ago, Tiny Tim, I think I met him one time.
You did, huh?
Yeah, years ago. He was a nutty guy.
He was, huh?
Roman's laughing, don't forget that.
Yeah, was he on there with that song? Tiptoe?
Roll Martin's laughing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But he used to sing in a high voice, though.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And listen to this, Frank. Listen to this. Hello, darling. This is Titty Titty Darling.
Stop. Cut. That's what I say to that. Cut.
Boy, you've got a beautiful voice. What are you talking about?
No.
What? No.
All right. Not that one. That one, no. You're deeper than that. So that just don't work.
Give us a little rendition of Dean Martin.
Yeah, that's better.
Can you do a Dean Martin?
Okay, Frank Maria, hold on a second.
All right. Hey, how's about...
Wait a minute. Oh, you die, so you softies. I think you understand. We die, so you softies. I want to hold your hand.
No.
Oh, no.
Hey, how about a little Dean Martin in Spanish? Come on. Before we go.
Yeah.
I'll translate it for Tiny Tim to Dean Martin.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it in everybody loves somebody sometimes.
I'm a little off tonight.
Everybody loves somebody
home.
Life's waving, sleeping.
A lot off tonight.
And my somehow.
What do you drink?
Everybody has a sangria sometimes.
Too much of Buffy's lipstick.
Everybody loves somebody who.
I'm getting to that mute button, Sam. You want me to mute him?
All right, in a sight frolics with the great Louie the Lip.
Want me to mute him?
For you. Hey, we got to move on, Lou.
Yes,
you
okay,
Frank.
Right. Take care, okay?
Hey, listen, guys. Sorry I missed your phone call last week, but tonight I got through the line on the blower.
Yes,
oh,
you
yeah.
did. We made sure
you
that.
You made up
okay?
for it.
Yes, we
did. I love you, Frank. And Susan and Rossi Fier Ferrero, I love you.
Oh, we
All
love
right.
you, too. We love you, Ross.
Bye, sweetie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. In a sight, let's see, television, Tuesday night, Channel 20, all over Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Check out In a Sight, and we'll be here Monday, mad or glad. Let's see, what else we got? We don't have time to do the Laura and Hardy, do we?
You only have, 10 minutes.
We got time.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Give me some Laura and Hardy music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Today is a big day, Stanley. Well, what day is it? It's my birthday. Oh, your birthday. Well, is it a year for every pound or a pound for every year? Never mind that.
Well, what do you want to do for your birthday? I want to go to a nice restaurant. Oh, well, why don't we just go to that one down the corner? No, no. I mean a fancy place where you go in and they take your coat and you hang it, they hang it up and well, I don't want anybody taking my coat. Take your hat and coat. Well, they can't have my hat. I want it. You don't understand. It's class. Class? Well, I had class when I was a kid in school. I don't need any classes. Will you come on? It's my birthday. Well, all right. Yes, may we help you? Yeah, it's his birthday. He wants some class. I beg your pardon? We came here to get some class because he's one of the restaurants. Why don't you take his coat? His coat? I don't know. I'll have to call the manager. Pardon me. What are you trying to do? Ruin my birthday? No, I'm trying to help you. He said you want the fella to take your hat and coat. What do you two birds want? He wants his coat and I want my hat and he wants it's his birthday. Oh, his birthday, eh? Well, what are you doing in here? Well, he wants to have a nice meal. Well, have you got any money? Well, he's got plenty of money. Can't you see how fat he is? I don't know about you two. All right. Sit down. Now, will you have a cocktail, sir? Oh, yes. I'll have a double twister, wister, bister. A what? A double who or what a beater? A double twister, hister, bister. What is that? That's all the whiskey they can fit in one glass. And what do you have, sir? Well, I'll just have a whisker biscuit twister. A whisker biscuit twister. What is that? That's all the rum they can fit in one glass. Boy, this drink is good, isn't it? Sure is. How much are you going to drink, Ollie? You know, you get a little tipsy and you won't be able to drive home. I'll have to walk behind the car and push it like I did that time in Coney Island. Never mind that. And the police officer stopped us, remember? We'll have two steaks. Well done. Coming right up. Well, aren't you going to eat? Of course I'm going to eat. Now, where's the double whisker fister twister? I bet you can't say this fast. A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer. Well, my grandfather used to say that. A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer. That's pretty good. I'd say if... Well, you better eat your steak before it gets cold. I don't need no steak. I got my Whister Biscuit Twister. Son of a... Well, come on. I better take you home. I think you had too many Whisker Biscuits. All right, the Inner Sight Follies with the Whisker Biscuit.
I got to find to stop this thing now. 1 second. Oh, shoot.
Let it play till next week.
Yeah, right? I got to wait a second. Hold on, wait. It's still flying.
By the way, if you need any toilet paper, don't call us.
Oh, God, it's not stopping.
We'll call you.
It'll play to the end.
Use toilet paper.
right here.
No. You are making
save
music.
Money.
No.
And save water.
No. No. No.
Save
no.
Water.
Disgusting.
Don't
oh,
worry.
Stop. I don't know
Gabriel.
How it's stop. I couldn't see it.
Gabriel will be back next week with a new batch of toilet paper at even a lower price.
No. No. More of toilet paper. You are not. I'm the assistant producer. No, I'm scratching that from the program.
No, it's funny with the toilet
no.
paper.
No. No. You're making me sick.
All right. What about all those black things on the toilet paper?
Ow, you gross.
Those little black bumps. Oh, those
goodbye.
Are,
no more.
Those,
you're
those
not
are,
allowed to say that anymore.
Those are roaches that
you've
couldn't get away.
Ew.
Roaches, oh my God. Roaches on the toilet paper.
What made you think of this? I
yeah,
want to
that,
know.
That's the toilet paper that's a discount. With the
I want to know what made you think of this whole thing, this whole skit. You
stupid,
cuckoo head.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
don't worry,
I know.
When I get out of jail, I'm gonna have a special.
That's right. That's pretty right.
I'm gonna have a special when I get out of jail. I got a special.
Yes. Special jail. Jail bargain.
What kind of a bit? What do you mean a special? What are you crazy?
Special, right?
That's called a jailbird special.
Jailbird special. That's right. It is. That's correct.
Oh, man, that's too funny, man.
That is too funny. You lost it.
Toilet paper
you
with
have...
roaches stuck on it.
Ew, shut up. You're making me really sick. You're going to hear that soon.
That is funny.
And I think it would be really sick if I vomited on the phone. It wouldn't be real good.
Oh, I got
show.
Some toilet paper with anti-vomiting on it, too.
Oh, yuck. You're so bad. You really are.
All right, in a sight.
We'll
be with you Monday. Man, I'm glad if they still let us on the air. You know.
That's true. They still let us on the air.
And
right.
Be interesting to see the listenership for this show.
Oh God!
Imagine if Jack Benny bought toilet paper from Gabriel.
That's disgusting.
You know,
no matter what, I will not ever buy.
And now listen,
toilet paper.
Have you got any sales?
No.
Sales? Oh yeah, we got plenty of sales.
No.
Yeah, I got a water bug special.
Oh, thanks of it.
Water bug special. Water bug special.
Really.
Yeah.
Really, that's
just,
it.
Just for you, Mr. Benny. 10 cents a roll.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three
dozen rolls.
3 dozen?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, Mr.
Gross.
Benny, I can see ain't nobody coming to your house no more. Rochester, cut that out. I'm just trying to save a little money. What's wrong with that? People are too extravagant with toilet tissue.
It's
yeah, but they don't want water bugs on them.
Ew.
All right, it is sight. Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Don't forget Picaro's. May 21st, Tuesday, and there'll be no toilet paper salesman there.
No, they won't. There'll be
goodbye
real...
Goodbye, world. In a sight.
People.
Good night, everybody. In a sight.
Crazy men. Good night, everyone. Have a good night.